everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by CHL TV. That's the home of OHL Live and all the action from around the Ontario Hockey League. You can check out OHL Live on CHL TV. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk to a member of the Sioux Greyhounds as the Hounds are in a battle for top spot in the West Division and the Western Conference. That in a moment, but one of the teams the Greyhounds are battling for position with in the conference are the London Knights. And this week's OHL Player of the Week is London Knights forward and Dallas Stars prospect Antonio Stranges. He picked up 8 points on the back of 5 goals and 3 assists in 3 London Knights wins last week. He was chosen in the 4th round by the Dallas Stars in the 2020 National Hockey League entry draft. Now the Sioux Greyhounds and the London Knights, Flint Firebirds, Windsor Spitfires, you name it, a lot of battling going on right now in the OHL West Division and Western Conference. Ty Cartier of the Greyhounds joins me now to chat about the way his team has been playing of late and looking forward to this stretch run of the season.
I think everyone's really excited right now. Like you said, with 20 games left, it's kind of getting into the final third of the season, and the playoff push is really on here, and all the teams are jockeying for position. So I think everyone's excited and looking forward to the opportunity of trying to win some games here and finish high.
You're a veteran. You've been around this league for a couple of years now, but this has been a different season for everyone with the scheduling and playing different teams, sort of the way they've lined up the schedule. What's it been like for you guys this season, just dealing with a little different season this year?
Yeah, obviously the season has been a little different just with the schedule and playing some teams more than usual. And especially with us, we haven't played too many teams in the East because we are pretty far north. But I think other than that, everyone's done a good job about trying to make it feel normal and feel regular like pre-COVID. So it's been really good. It's been good.
You guys are used to a lot of travel, of course, and a lot of times when you go on the road, you're on the road for a whole weekend. Has the travel been much different this year?
No, I think especially with me being in the league for a couple of years and getting to experience all the travel before, I think once you kind of get into it for a couple of years, then you get used to it. And so I don't think it's been anything different this year that we didn't expect. We all expected to have a lot of travel, and we just got to learn how to deal with that.
You've had Flint and even Windsor kind of nipping at your heels a little bit the last little while, and now Flint has jumped a couple points ahead. Is this maybe a little bit of a wake-up call the team needed, where saying, all right, okay, with 20 games to go, we got a couple teams that want that spot. We want that top spot back. Is this kind of the, you know, maybe a nice little message for the guys to have that challenge at this time of the year?
Yeah, I think obviously those are two very good teams. And like I said, everyone's going to be excited for those games. And I think we play each of them a couple more times. So it's going to be some pretty intense games heading down the stretch here. And yeah, like you said, everyone wants that top spot. So everyone's going to be battling for it.
Ty, how would you rate how your season personally has come together this year?
Yeah, I think I've had a really good season, and I give credit to all my teammates for helping me out for that. And it's gone really well so far. So hopefully we can finish strong here.
If you were going to, watch some video of yourself, and obviously on the other side, what sort of things do you want to work on moving forward, not only to help the Greyhounds this season, but to potentially open some doors down the road?
Yeah, I think obviously everyone's got skills to improve on and stuff. So I think the big thing with me is trying to improve my skating and my speed, just to, because at the next level, it's obviously a lot faster of a game. So I think that would be the big thing with me and with a lot of other players as well.
Is that something, especially in the summer with skating coaches and things like that, that you really try to work on?
Yeah, I think it is. Just especially jumping from minor hockey to the OHL too, you feel that difference. And I think obviously it's going to be the same at the next level.
I know I had some time with camps with both the Leafs and then with Seattle Kraken this year as well. Is that also another thing that jumps out to you? Say, okay, it's one thing, the speed of the O, it's another thing, the speed when you get to that next level.
Yeah, and it definitely is. And those were both great experiences and very eye-opening for me, just learning how those guys work and how fast they are and how fast their brains process the game. So I think, yeah, that opened my eyes and showed me some things I need to work on personally.
For an outsider like me, was there a difference between going to Leafs camp and Seattle camp? When here it is, it's Seattle's first ever camp. Was there much of a difference, or at the end of the day, the players there all are experienced?
Yeah, no, I don't think there was too much of a difference. Seattle's camp was great. I thought it was very well run, and obviously you get the chance to see the NHL guys, which was the big difference, because in Toronto it was only the rookies, and in Seattle they had all the NHL guys out. So I think just the caliber of player that you get to see and skate with and play against is obviously a lot different when you're going from junior guys to guys that are playing in the NHL.
For people I've talked to about this, was it the same experience for you where it was eye-opening not only what you saw on the ice, but some of the guys who are already in the NHL, just the way they prepared for going on the ice and some of the things they did off the ice? Was that a bit of an eye-opener?
Yeah, it was for sure. Just seeing how seriously the guys take it and how well they prepare, whether it's before practice, before a game, and just how well they treat their bodies with sleep and nutrition and all that stuff. So obviously they show that's why they're at the highest level, is they're doing everything they possibly can to get right for the games and even for practice and stuff.
So what you're saying is to make the next level, there might have to be one fewer cheat day.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's your thing? If you were going to have, okay, it's cheat day, maybe the season's over, what's your go-to thing?
I like chocolate bars. I'd probably go with a nice Kit Kat.
So definitely something you can't have too many of those during the season. But yeah, maybe the season's done, you've earned it, especially after a good workout. Yeah. You guys dealt with a little adversity with Tanner Dickinson going down with an injury. I know when he came back around the room, I'm sure that was a rallying cry for you guys. And I've got to think that's something that you guys are looking to, you know, let's push this season out as far as possible.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Dickie was a huge loss. He was a huge part of our team, and obviously, as you can see from the games, an amazing player. But yeah, so from now on, we're kind of trying to play for him and trying to rally around him and let him know that we're working hard for him, and we're all pulling for him to get better as fast as he can and get back on the ice and do what he does best.
That was Ty Karche of the Sioux Greyhounds. Now let's take a look at this week's Kia CHL Top 10 list. The top club in the Ontario Hockey League on the list, the Hamilton Bulldogs, coming in this week at number 5, with the Kingston Frontenacs at 9, Flint Firebirds at 10, and honorable mention this week to the North Bay Battalion. Now, speaking of that number 5 ranked Bulldogs, they will host the OHL Outdoor Showcase event coming up in Hamilton on Monday, March 14th, as the Bulldogs will take on the Oshawa Generals outside of the home of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. For more information, check out HamiltonBulldogs.com. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News, presented by CHL TV. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.